Hello, everyone. Welcome to this very special episode of Bathroom Break Trivia. I am thrilled to announce that we've hit a significant milestone, 500 total downloads since the inception of this podcast. It's truly hard to believe that Bathroom Break Trivia has been on the air for just over a month, and yet here we are, celebrating this remarkable achievement. First and foremost, I want to express my heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you, my amazing fans. Without your unwavering support, this dream of mine never would have become a reality. Your enthusiasm, engagement, and dedication have propelled Bathroom Break Trivia to heights I've never imagined possible. It is a testament to the fact that trivia fans truly are the best fans out there. So here's a massive shout out to all the bathroom brainiacs tuning in from around the world. Thank you for your continued listenership, your feedback, and your enthusiasm for all things trivia. This milestone belongs to each of you as much as it does to me, and I am deeply grateful for your ongoing support. So let's keep the trivia fun going, and here's to many more memorable moments together on Bathroom Break Trivia. Welcome, bathroom brainiacs, trivia enthusiasts, and curious minds, to the podcast that turns your restroom rendezvous into a brain-boosting experience. Get ready to take a break from the mundane and turn those bathroom moments into an epic trivia showdown. I'm your host, Matthew Livingstone, and this is Bathroom Break Trivia, the podcast where knowledge meets porcelain. Let's take a leak and listen. This is bonus episode number one. Today's episode is all about the number 500. All of the questions will involve the number 500 somehow. Good luck to everybody. All right, question number one. What is the Roman symbol for 500? The United States used to have a $500 bill. It was minted from 1945 and remained in production until 1969. Which president was on the $500 bill? Question number three. In Major League Baseball, the gold standard for power hitters is 500 career home runs. Members of the 500 Club are almost certain to be elected to the Hall of Fame. Who was the first Major League player to hit 500 home runs? Question number four. In auto racing, 500-mile races are very common. One of the most famous auto races is the Indianapolis 500. The race was first held in 1911. Who won the first Indianapolis 500? Question number five. The Fortune 500 is an annual list that ranks the top 500 U.S. corporations. The Fortune 500 was first published in 1955. Who was the number one company on the very first Fortune 500 company list? Question number six. The movie 500 Days of Summer was a sleeper hit in 2009. Who played the female lead in the film? Question number seven. What car manufacturer makes a model of car called the 500? Question number eight. Which musical group would walk 500 miles? Question number nine. Scotland has a motoring route known as the NC500. What does NC stand for? Question number 10. In the 500th episode of The Simpsons, during the chalkboard gag, the line that is being written is, Bart's earned a day off. Who is writing the lines on the board? All right, now that you've had a chance to think about it, let's go over the answers. Question number one, what is the Roman symbol for 500? And that is a D, D as in Delta. Question number two, the United States used to have a $500 bill. It was minted from 1945 and remained in production until 1969. Which president was on the $500 bill? And that was William McKinley. Question number three. In Major League Baseball, the gold standard for power hitters is 500 career home runs. Members of the 500 Club are almost certain to be elected to the Hall of Fame. Who was the first Major League player to hit 500 home runs? And that was Babe Ruth. Question number four. In auto racing, 500-mile races are very common. One of the most famous auto races is the Indianapolis 500. The race was first held in 1911. Who won the first Indianapolis 500? And his name was Ray Haroon. His team was the Nordyke and Marmon Company, and he drove a Marmon Wasp. Question number five. The Fortune 500 is an annual list that ranks the top 500 U.S. corporations. The Fortune 500 was first published in 1955. Who was the number one company on the very first Fortune 500 company list? And that was General Motors. Question number six. The movie 500 Days of Summer was a sleeper hit in 2009. Who played the female lead in the film? And that was Zooey Deschanel, who played Summer Finn. Question number seven. What car manufacturer makes a model of car called the 500? And that is Fiat. Question number eight. Which musical group would walk 500 miles? And that is The Proclaimers. The song title is I'm Gonna Be, and then in parentheses, it has 500 miles. Question number nine. Scotland has a motoring route known as the NC500. What does the NC stand for? And that is North Coast. And question number 10. In the 500th episode of The Simpsons, during the chalkboard gag, the line that is being written is, Bart's earned a day off. Who is writing the lines on the board? And that is Milhouse Van Houten. There will be no hint for next episode, as this was a bonus episode because of my amazing fans. The next episode will come out as scheduled on Sunday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. I also want to say a final thank you to everyone that listens to Bathroom Break Trivia. Without you, this would not have been possible. I look forward to sharing my knowledge with you in the podcasts to come. Please reach out to me at bathroombreaktrivia@gmail.com. I do have some additional options for donations if you wish to suggest a game or even if you want to come on the podcast. And that's it for today's episode of Bathroom Break Trivia. How did you do? Don't forget, please leave me a review on your podcatcher of choice. If you wish to donate to the project, earn yourself a shout out, have me write a game for you, or if you'd like to come on the podcast, go check me out at Patreon, patreon.com/bathroombreaktrivia. If you have any suggestions, comments, or want to tell me how you did, please feel free to reach out to me at bathroombreaktrivia@gmail.com. Or feel free to join the Facebook group Bathroom Break Trivia. Just search Bathroom Break Trivia, send a request to join, and I'll let you right in. The music you hear on the podcast is Sunshine Whistle by Top Flow and Funky by Grand Project. Both songs come from Pixabay, royalty-free music. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Bathroom Break Trivia, the podcast where knowledge meets porcelain. And until next week, this is your host, Matthew Livingstone, signing off.